To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is D'Lo and KC on ESPN 1320, brought to you by Sky River Casino.
Back here on D'Lo and KC as we talk about...
Just walking around the studio like he ain't got a job to do.
We talk about, you would say this is the news of the offseason here in Sacramento. Even though it is like a guy that's signing on a vet minimum who we have both said doesn't change... I don't believe, and I think you feel the same way, doesn't believe that it changes the win total or the fortunes of this team. Yeah. This is the story of the offseason. This is bigger than Kuminga Watch.
Well, yeah, because Kuminga Watch led to nothing.
Kuminga Watch.
We had a lot
except
of,
that.
We had a lot of discussions, in-depth discussions about that. I think this has been more passionate and... a bigger story than Kuminga.
Well, that's because of who the player is. Let's bring in Trista Crick, who I think is at maybe LaGuardia, maybe JFK.
She's in a corner. Are you in a corner?
Oh, sweetie, I'm sure she's in a lounge.
Well, yeah.
That's not a corner.
Well, I'm saying the corner of a lounge or the seat.
No, yeah. that's a...
Well,
she's in
a corner.
She's lounging. go ahead. Go ahead. You hate it. I know you hate it. So first of all, let me preemptively tell
you're
you to
about
go
to hurt
hell.
Damien's feelings.
Let me
you're
preemptively tell you to kiss my ass.
Listen,
but go ahead. I know you hate it. I know you hate it.
The first, you know that you are inextricably linked from a player when that player's news gets brought up and you're the first person that the world thinks about within the Sacramento community. I thought to myself, now D'Lo gets the real Russell Westbrook experience, just like Kenny gets the real Zach LaVine. It's all fun and games until that player is on your team.
So let me be very, very clear. If Russell Westbrook wants out onto the Golden 1 Center and throws the ball out of bounds on 10 straight possessions in 20 straight games, I assure you, it will never change my opinion about Russell Westbrook.
What if he turns the ball over four times in a row in the playing game?
Oh. Won't bother me. Apparently, it doesn't bother this fan base either. Doesn't bother this fan base one bit when that happens. Nothing that will happen will change my opinion of Russell Westbrook.
This is the team and the fan base that's so thirsty for anyone of any impact or storylines that you'll just take the baddie that's so toxic and does you wrong. Because when you're out with her, she looks good on your arm. That's really what it is. Like Zach LaVine, Russell Westbrook. It's a little disrespectful to put Russell Westbrook in that same category, but he's a little long in the tooth now and makes some really bad decisions. 5 decisions in a row will be good. 10 decisions in a row will be bad for the Russ experience. But they're sexy names. And for Sacramento, the fact that you got an MVP on this team, it actually reminds me a lot of the Blazers when we got, like, Steve Smith in, like, the later years of his career. Scottie Pippen in the later years of his career.
Scottie got you to the Western Conference Finals.
In the later years of his career.
And they should have got you to the finals if they didn't choke it away in Game 7.
No. But what I'm saying is there was a time where it was like, Portland's the place where people go to end their careers. That's like what it was. That even when we weren't winning, past the Jailblazer era, that was like what it is. So that kind of reminds me of the same thing. It's just a local small market thing. You know, you just want a name.
You're coming across really disrespectful right now, Miss New York. Like, I get it. You're big time NBC now. You're coming across a certain way. And me and you are going to have words.
I'd like to meet him. I've never met him. So I'm going to have to go to the Gold One. It probably would behoove me to say some nice things before I do that. His brand is phenomenal. Honor the Gift is one of the best streetwear brands around. His athleticism, I think, is still top tier. The decision making, his body can't do what his mind wants him to do anymore. So, but it's a ludicrous signing.
That was a ludicrous signing.
It's a ludicrous signing. This team makes no sense at all. I don't really know what we're going to see on the floor. I bet, you know who would be able to break it down? Like a Nekias Duncan could tell me what the Kings think that they're going to be able to run with these type of players. It's going to be interesting. If nothing else, it will be interesting.
So let me ask you this, smartass. Did this team make sense before Russell Westbrook signed here?
No.
Okay. That's what I'm saying.
It just continues.
It doesn't change anything.
Katie goes to Target and she buys a bunch of stuff you don't need, but then she also buys one more item that you don't need. But that next item is like, all right, that's enough. We don't need any more goat cheese. We don't need any more charcuterie board.
We don't need any more Nightmare Before Christmas decorations.
Yes, yeah. There's no need for that.
But I would say they actually probably need somebody more like a Russell Westbrook more than people realize. I'm not saying it's the first need. I'm not saying it's even the second need. But they need a backup point guard. They need a guy that can defend and play on the wing. And he provides that.
Did you say defend on the wing?
Yes, defend on the wing. Yes, defend on the wing, TK. 100% defend on the wing. When you talk about Garden, once again, I'm not saying he's the glove, but if you got a situation where you can either put Devin Carter up against Derrick Jones Jr., or Russell Westbrook, Russell Westbrook's a better option. Nobody's asking him to stop SGA.
I would hope not.
Yeah, nobody's asking him to do that. But can he go? So you tell me he can't guard Derrick Jones Jr. nowadays?
I mean, if that's the ask, then sure.
That's the ask more times than not. We talking about
Is Keon guarding other bench guys.
Where
we're at, is Keon the starting point guard?
No, because Keon can't dribble up the court with pressure on him.
Okay, so then why isn't Keon the backup point guard?
Because he can't dribble with pressure on him, and he's not a point guard, like Damian just said.
Yeah. But we've had combo guard. Russell Westbrook's not a point guard either.
That's why I just said he can play on the wing and guard wings. That's not who he is anymore.
He literally started the sentence with a backup point guard. Did he not? Am I tripping?
He can still be a backup point guard.
I'm not saying I don't think he should start.
He can still be a starting point guard. What are we talking about?
I don't think he'd be a starting point guard. He
wasn't a starting point guard last year?
Not for a whole season is what I'm saying. He did for a whole season. I don't think he'd be a starting point guard.
If you literally have everybody in the hospital wing, then sure. But if all things are healthy, then no. This man can do no wrong to you.
Don't do that. Don't do that. That's not what this is. It's an evaluation.
If he turns the ball over 20 times in a row, it will not change my opinion of him.
It won't. Like, I'm not expecting Russell Westbrook to come in here and average a triple-double and be an MVP. That's not what I'm expecting from him. I'm expecting to come in here and do some really positive things. And if that, I don't think that time in his basketball career is past.
You know what I would say on the positive side is there are a lot of players, and I'm dead ass serious. I'm not joking. There are a lot of players on this team that could benefit from being around his motor. The three.
Yeah, the guy who's in San Antonio now might have benefited from it.
Yeah, like really there's a lot of players where it's like, I just need like more want to from you. Mm-hmm. And being around Russ, I think probably will either help them get there or help the team evaluate that they shouldn't be there. Got big decisions to make with Keegan. Got a lot of things happening on this team. So, like, I guess it could rub off on some people. And, like, he's a good leader in that way. He's a good team guy. I think he probably gets way more crap than he deserves in terms of, like, whether he's a good team guy or not. I think he's an excellent team guy.
What if I told you the Sacramento Kings general manager wanted him here from jump?
I would not doubt that. I would not doubt that.
For a lot of the reasons that you just laid out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. I think anyone, though, that thinks that this is like a on the basketball court, Russell Westbrook, like what he's going to produce himself, not like the ripple effect of Russ, but like him himself, those days are behind us.
Yeah, well, you're talking about MVP Russ, but he still was effective for the Nuggets.
I'm talking about like Houston Russ.
He was still effective for the Nuggets. And one thing that we've all agree on is, and we've said it at the start, he was trick or treat. There were times when he was really effective, and there was times when you knew after like the first time up and down the floor, oh, he ain't got it today, and it's going to be a bad night. We all know that's who it is, but
Wizards Russ was great.
But it's made out. It's made out as if it's all, I don't know who's good or bad, Jekyll or Hyde. But it's made out as if it's all Jekyll, like it's all he just thinks as a player, and he don't ever give you that other side.
Stick to the paid in full references, pal.
Hyde was the monster.
Hyde was is that
Jekyll
right?
Jekyll was the doctor who made
got it. Got it. Got it.
I was just about to say Dr. Jekyll was the like normal one.
Well, it's made up that he's all Hyde, like just bad. And
ass. He's all ass.
All we've said for two and a half hours is, yeah, he's going to have those bad times, but he's got some good times in him too. And nobody wants to acknowledge that.
I think it's kind of like we all know that.
Well, no, you don't all know that because don't nobody say it. That's not as loud as the disrespect.
That's why they're not saying it is because it's like, yeah, we know what Russ is upside and what he's capable of right now in his career. But.
I don't understand. I don't understand. Hold on. I got to pause you. I don't understand that. How not saying that he has upside and only saying that it's just all bad equates to we know he has upside. That don't register to me. That doesn't register. If why not literally say, he gives you good moments and bad moments.
I did say that. I led with that. I also led with trolling Damian. Damian's going to come with all the... I got him an Onto the Gift little gas station
shirt. Yeah, it's fire, too.
And I know he's pulling up to the gold one of that.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. That's corny. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that. I debated wearing Actively Black when the maker was there. I was like, is this cheesy to do this? And our girl KMB
like
was like,
it's like wearing Kobe's around Kobe. It's like, but I like Kobe's. Like, I like
Kobe's. I mean, if it's like your everyday shoe, it's your everyday shoe.
But I always wear. I'm not wearing it because you're here.
Yeah, it's literally what I wear every day.
We'll stick to essentials then. No,
whatever, man.
I just don't know what the team.
You couldn't wait for this, could I know as soon as that tweet went out, Trista was supposed to be here tomorrow, but her flight got delayed. And of course, after the Shams tweet, hey, I could do today after all. My flight got delayed. Oh, you couldn't wait for this. You couldn't
wait. I couldn't wait a day. No. There's just too much to say, you know? It tickled me. It tickled me like the Devin Carter hairline photo that I sent you.
Oh, man. That video was... The video... Oh, Levitar was crazy.
Man, that's... Yeah. He went. You saw TK the last preseason game. He went with the big headband.
He's gonna need a really big headband.
There ain't a headband big enough.
I saw something online. The technology for hair right now is to a degree where I feel now we women are getting catfished, because this man had braids on top of his head and they were glued on.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It
I saw a TikTok video of that.
And they put like fake hair on. What are you doing?
See, no, you know what it is? She's sick of your Russell Westbrook stuff. That's what it is. She about had it with you.
Carried around the lounge.
There's nothing going on. Stop it.
She said,
will
talking,
you stop it, Mom?
Stop talking bad about Russell Westbrook and maybe I'll stop barking. Leave Uncle D-Lo alone. Look at that face. That face says, why not, Mom? Why not? Why not? Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, he's got the headband, so I don't know. Maybe that. Look, if you always going to wear a hat off the court, which is what he did, yeah, you should go with the headband on the court if you're deciding to keep the hair. Which is tough for him.
Got to tell him, son, I came home and I was a pretty damn good NBA player, bald. I think it's time.
To his credit, though, he does have good hair everywhere else on his head. It's just the rest of the hair is flowing.
I feel like it took too long for you to get to that last part.
Oh. It's flowing everywhere. It's just that front. It's that front porch that is tough. It's tough.
But that
a hurricane blew that thing out.
It was so bad. It looked like it was cornrowed back to the.
Damn.
Yeah, that was
damn. I'm trying to help him out a little bit, because once you go that direction,
you know,
it's tough to go back. But
you know,
I don't know.
You know, the coldest part about all of this is, if Devin Carter could ball, I wouldn't care.
Nope.
I wouldn't say a single. Hey, buddy, you're averaging 20 points per game and you're the team's best defender, I don't care what you do. You could rock that till eternity and I'll be thrilled for you. But that's not the case. It's compounded by the fact that you're not very good.
And it's also compounded by the fact that, like, listen, if you're not that guy and you're not that good and someone comes up to you and is trying to tell you, like, listen, I'm part of the heartbeat of Sacramento, your new team. You don't act like they're peon.
He hears it in the locker room, right? Like, Doug came home. Like, Doug had hair like mine. And time to go. Like, it wasn't like, oh, Doug didn't love, you know, the light skin, good hair, curly locks. It's like, nope, they didn't have the spray back then and the fibers and all of that, so he's just like, I'm out of here. He's got
to
go.
To TK's point, be a nice person. Don't be like Mario.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't even be commenting on it if he was nice. You know what I mean? You're going to have to, you really have to be really good to be that much of a dismissive rookie. Where now I'm like, I'm praying on your downfall.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Biggie said that. Yeah. Oh. Life after death. Goodness gracious.
That's not all. MCs have the gall.
Goodness gracious. Give me. So we'll talk to you. Well, it'll be before the start of the Kings regular season. Basketball will start that night. Mm-hmm. Give me a win total for you. You're once upon a time, long time ago. This was a gambling conversation.
What is the win total for that Vegas says it is now?
Is it 30?
I think it's 36.
I thought 36. It was 30. I thought it was 35 or 38. Mm. I feel like it's one of those two.
And catch me up. What were we at last year?
40.
40.
40.
In a year that Mike Brown was fired, De'Aaron Fox was traded. The
coaches quit in the middle of the season. GMs quit in the middle of the season. DeMar DeRozan said it was an S show and the worst season he's had in 16 years.
But he said it was the worst in 16 years?
Yeah, worst experience he's ever had in his career.
Wow.
It was a mess. Like, coaches quit in the middle of the season. GMs quit. They didn't get fired. They quit. They just left.
They said, I'm up out of here. I can't. It's not good.
Yeah.
Or they're not good. I think you're right around 38 to 41.
Okay.
We actually agree on that. I mean, I think they can get up to, like, it's nitpicking. I think they can get up to 42, 43, 44, but... If you told me the over under was 39 and a half, I'd be like, that's fair. I think they're going to be around there.
It's a play-in team.
So, and that's the thing. I keep like saying is, no matter whether you're on the low end of that number or high end of that number,
doesn't really matter.
It's ultimate. You're not winning. This team almost certainly isn't winning 48. 49 or 50 games. That's what it's going to take to get top six. Yeah, that's what it's going to take to get to the six. 48's probably going to get you to 7 or 8. Mm-hmm. And like I think James pointed this out the other day, like we all saw it, the fall off from 8 to 9 and 10 obviously was pretty steep. Thankfully, 10 got the number one pick in the draft, so good for them.
And real quick, you pointed this out a week ago.
Oh, we got time.
You pointed this out a week ago, Damian. Something always happens. Something always happens.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody goes down for an extended period of time. A week ago, I'm maybe TK because she tapped in, but we didn't see LeBron being out for a month.
Yeah. Yeah.
So LeBron James what does that do to the Lakers, who now are going to be a month behind schedule as far as win totals, and maybe you gotta lean on Jake LaRavia more than you expected to. So things are going to happen. You know what I mean? We see it in the NBA. Obviously, we're seeing it in the NFL. Sports, things happen. And you don't wish that on anybody, but who knows? Who knows what happens? Kings won 48 one year because everybody said everybody got hurt. It was a down year for the West.
Right.
Nobody predicted it to be a down year for the West, but that's just the way it played out. So you never know.
I'm just not.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That excited. I remember the time where we were making rap songs about this team.
God, you know? That was an eternity ago.
You know, it was like I'm folding laundry, just listening to every King's pod I can get my hands on. I'm staying up at night watching a quadruple overtime.
Warm me up on that beam, baby.
Hey,
hey.
It goes on and on. Can't understand how it took so long.
Hey!
Fox got the superpowers.
Fox got the superpowers.
We don't talk about
that
anymore.
Coming up 16.
Oh, man. God, that song, that's a flashback song now.
Drake too, didn't age well. So much has changed since then. The only Drake we acknowledge now is Drake May.
Not true. We acknowledge Drake May. But,
MVP Drake May?
MVP Drake May.
All right, man. All right.
Is he in the conversation?
Yeah. Yes.
Front runner right now today, front runner, is who?
Josh Allen.
What?
What?
Well, I'm talking about what the odds who? Are.
Oh, wow.
The odds. I'm just telling you what the odds say, what the odds are. Okay.
Now, this is a betting segment after all.
Well, that's a good point. Well, it was. The this being a betting segment was longer ago than Trista made that song.
It was. It went away very fast. I would say if I had to make the odds for MVP right now, based on current record and current outlook, I would make.
Oh, I think he was about to say it. Say it. Say it.
She was.
Yeah. There it is.
Who's the five? Because that's when you talk about conversation, I think no more than five people. Is Drake May in the top five of that conversation?
I feel
he is.
He's Baker, having a better season than Matthew Stafford.
I feel like Baker.
Well, but,
oh, man.
Go ahead. So,
like, that's what I mean. Like, people just kind of dismiss
him. We looked up Baker. Oh, I know who the other. It was Daniel Jones was the other one we looked up.
Daniel Jones.
If you look at, like, EPA and all the nerd stuff, Drake's top five in that. They're winning. They're probably going to win the division. And you look at
Remember the
schedule. You look at the precedent for second-year quarterbacks winning it like Lamar did. And you look at the type of throws that he's making and the games that they're winning and expectations and then exceeding expectations. And now the Patriots could make the playoffs. And some of that, like the first half of that Saints game, was Drake May just putting the team on his back. Some of those throws to Stephon Diggs and Booty, and which, by the way, apparently it is Booty, not Bootay. That comes straight from Devin McCourty's mouth. So I'm gonna just take his as gospel. But
Bootay is way worse.
It's
like you're trying to be like funny. Bootay.
It's like when you called Target Tarjay.
It's like no, it sounds like something Martin Lawrence would say in like the late 90s.
Look at his Bootay.
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 That Bootay was pow pow.
Yeah.
All right, Martin.
I also want to point out before we go.
And they don't have a running game.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to point out before you go.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to get it. But isn't Christian McCaffrey still on pace for 1,000, which has only happened, three, four times in the season?
He's averaging 3 yards per carry, Kenny.
I'm sorry. That's not what I asked. Is he on pace for 1,000?
Is
what a 4-2 team?
He's never going to win MVP.
You know how many people have done that? You know how many people have done that in the history of the NFL?
For him to win MVP, you got to win 13, 14 games.
You know how many people have done that in the history of the NFL? 1,000
I'm telling you how the award is given out.
Oh, no, I understand that. A quarterback will win.
He's on pace for 952 yards. We'll cut this now.
Yeah, not 1,000.
Also, you have to be extraordinary at a non-quarterback position to win that award.
Correct.
I bet you a lot of people don't know that's only happened 4 times.
I didn't know it until
McCaffrey didn't win MVP when he did it.
Right, that's a great point. One of the 4 times was Christian McCaffrey. But he was on the Panthers.
And he was.
If this is, to Kenny's point, or maybe it was Trista's point, if this is a 12 or 13 win team, is the conversation different?
That's all I'm saying.
I don't think it is.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he wins it on a 7-win team. I ain't saying that. But if
well,
they
we
win
know,
the division,
we know that. As Kyle just pointed out, he in fact doesn't. When is your flight, bro?
Yo, they gave me a 3-hour delay. I'm up in here until 8:55.
Where are you?
PM.
It's 5:43. Are you at LaGuardia?
JFK.
Okay. All right, man.
Damn.
Well, you killed it this weekend. I was able to go back and watch some of it afterwards.
Did you see it?
Yeah. Yeah, you killed
it.
It was terrific.
By the way, for every lady in the chatty house, I just wanted to put you guys on game on a new brand Adidas collab called Farm Rio. They did a Farm Rio Adidas collab. Some of the dopest, I would say, women's streetwear I've seen. If you Google it. And the prices are ridiculously cheap. Like, ridiculous. I got this
Wow. You said Farm Rio, right?
Yes, Farm Rio.
Oh, this is kind of fire. Okay.
It is fire.
That hoodie's gas.
Okay.
Gas. This hoodie is gas, and these pants are gas.
Oh, there it is. Okay, so don't be scared when you get to the website and the first thing you see costs $910.
Oh, it's a Kenny website.
That's a very much a Kenny website. Scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the collaboration
with Adidas.
There's the collection.
Yeah, like,
and this stuff is fire.
Fire. I got this like Adidas dress, and it comes with like a pair of biker shorts. $50. Are you serious? I was like, I have to buy everything.
No,
this is here.
This is legit. Yeah, this is. Oh my God, I could add some of this to the basket right now. Not for me.
I know.
Obviously. This is fire.
Damn. Katie would be down for that.
Nah, too. This stuff is hot. It's got a lot of colors to it. Hey, salute
yep.
to. I've never heard of Farm
all,
Rio
like,
before,
goes
but
together,
salute.
Too.
Is this an NIL?
I hope. I was pitching them.
Okay.
I was pitching them on the NIL. Okay. I said, listen, you guys have a lot of Brazilian influencers. I'm a lot different than them. I'll grab this t-shirt in a large. I'll grab, you know what I mean?
The
wear it all.
The colors are spectacular.
Yeah, it's incredible.
It's a good
I just
look.
Wanted everyone to know about this because I stumbled on it yesterday when I was walking around Soho and they said, "Hey, we have an Adidas," said like outside we have an Adidas collab. And the whole rack was Adidas. They have a bubble jacket and the bubble jacket is so fire. I didn't get it cuz I didn't have room. $100 for the bubble jacket. What? Are you serious?
I'm legit adding stuff to the cart right now.
Yes. Yes. So, anyway, I wanted everybody in the chatty house to know about it. Also, pull up in November for the next episode of Fantasy Football Pregame, where I'll be on with NBC.
There you go.
I got in trouble because I brought Ollie with me because he was freaking out in the hotel. Apparently, it's not kosher to bring Ollie to the Football Night in America crew.
Checks out.
Jason Garrett loved him. Jason Garrett loved Ollie.
Nah, it's...
Yeah, see, here's the thing, and I know you guys got to get to break, but I wanted to...
Oh, sweetie, we are well past that.
Oh, okay, sorry. I now know why he didn't get fired. Like, he's just the sweetest, most adorable
like
man.
Like a really nice guy.
Jerry brought him in to fire him like 10 times and was like, I can't do it.
I
just
know,
can't do it.
He probably did. He touched my jacket and he was like, well, you're shiny. And like not
okay.
in a, not in like a
just,
creepy way.
Okay,
like,
no, know, that's just fine. Like just a quick note. Don't touch people's jackets. Keep your hands to yourself.
He's like, who's this little guy?
Hopefully, he was talking about Ollie.
He's talking about Ollie exactly. Chris Sims was ready to snitch.
To be clear, I have heard. Wait, what?
Chris Sims was the one that was like the low-key snitch. He comes up
that
to
tracks.
Ollie and he's like, Gucci, Gucci, Goo, I don't think you're supposed to be in here.
Wow, what a rat.
I'm alert security.
Kyle said it. That checks out.
What a rat.
What a little bitch. That absolutely checks out.
And he wears his sweatpants. He rolls them up to his calf and he has this like tattoo on his calf. You guys know I can't.
It's Kyle
I
Shanahan's
can't get
initials.
The inside tea without like spilling it. That's why.
Damn.
So. No. Yeah. What else? Mike Florio was excellent. Anyway, so that was I brought Ollie in, and he was quieter than he was in the Centurion Lounge.
I don't. Think
oh, she's in the Big Boy Lounge. She's not in the Delta Lounge. No, no. She's in the Centurion Lounge.
Yeah, that's.
I think the Delta Lounge is nicer. No.
I haven't gone to the Centurion Lounge.
I
think the difference is they have showers and beds. I think that's the difference.
Got it.
And they allegedly have better food.
The biggest lounge I've been to was
the Minute Lounge.
No, it was what's the Dulles? Mm-hmm. Dulles has two stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest one.
Oh wow, yeah.
But I don't think they got showers and stuff. I don't know.
Delta at LAX had Evander Holyfield and Jerry O'Connell in it.
Oh, snap.
Just in there?
Yeah.
They just keep them there, like chained to the chair?
No, I don't. Don't. Well, no. We don't chain people anymore, Trista. That's not what we do anymore.
Well, you made it sound like it was a feature of the lounge.
No. Well, I just thought you go to the Delta Lounge at LAX, you could run into the guy from My Secret Identity. Or
it's
Evander
like
Holyfield.
Every time you go there, Evander Holyfield is there.
That'd be amazing.
Every time you go there.
Contractually obligated, like Bruno Mars.
He might be. Like he was dressed in all white, like all white linen. And it was like, oh,
a lounge residency is crazy.
Evander Holyfield.
Hey, all shout right, out, y'all. Shout out our guy Eddie in the house. Shout out Eddie Gonzalez in the house. What up, Eddie?
Eddie and I met up last night, actually, at maybe the most stressful mixer I've ever been to. I thought there'd be like 25, 30 people. Legit, Eddie, I'll tell you on Friday, probably 200 people there. And it was like a small dive bar, shoulder to shoulder.
Ooh.
And I'm like, yo, I can't do this. I have to get up out of here. Me and Ollie did meet Eddie, though. And
that's dope.
He didn't even know it was me at first. He was just so interested in Ollie. He's like, can I hold him? So
that's
sweet,
great.
Eddie.
That's awesome.
Just a sweetheart.
Eddie's the Brody.
And then I finally got the follow from him. So I've been waiting
big.
On him.
Big. Not everybody gets that. Not everybody gets that. I got to check and see. I don't even know if he's following me. Sometimes he just responds. I don't know if he's actually following me.
I wouldn't blame him if he's not. The amount of times I've had to block and unblock you is a lot.
I get that. All right, y'all. Love you.
All right, man. Safe travels.
All right.
Trista Craig and Ollie live from JFK.
Man, this show'll be there another 3 hours.
Man. Yeah, she like, oh, man, them delays. Goodness gracious, I'm glad I don't travel the way I used to. But I've been thinking about. I got a flight booked for Christmas night, and all I keep thinking about is, man, what if it goes wrong? Mm. And I got to fly into Newark too, which I normally don't do.
Yeah.
So
I try not to. I don't. It's not very difficult, but I try not to fly during the winter. I'd like to,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd like to, that's dope. Like, New York Christmas time, I'd like to see what it's looking like, but it's just the weather, delays and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
One day I will, though. One day. I got to go to the garden, and the cousin's talking about doing it in, like, February, so shout out to the garden, man.
All right. Well, we have time to talk. James Hamm's going to be with us at the top of the hour. Trista started that conversation exactly how I expected. She had this look on her face like, you got to be kidding me. Like, what are you guys doing? And I think that's the sentiment of a lot of people. Though, as the conversation went along, she did acknowledge it doesn't really matter. And it goes back to something that we said in terms of wins, losses. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. And it goes back to something we said to start this whole Russell Westbrook is a Sacramento King conversation. There was no Shams tweet that was going to change the perspective of what you already had about this team this year. I don't even know. Like, if the Jonathan Kuminga thing had happened quick, I don't know that anyone would care. I think the Jonathan Kuminga thing went on for so long, people started viewing it as, well, if we land Jonathan Kuminga in this, we won. And it just became a game of, are we going to win or lose this fight for, you know, because so much was being said and written about who's going to cave first, the Warriors, the Kings, you know, the Warriors in terms of they wanting the pick, the Kings in terms of holding on to the protections of the pick, Kuminga and what he's willing to go for. And it turns out the answer was Kuminga. I thought that was the least likely result. But they folded on literally everything. And shout out Aaron Turner. I'm sure he's a fantastic human being. He has to be fired. That was just so it was awful because of the process. It was more awful because you did everything you barked that you wouldn't. But if out of nowhere, Matt George tweets, hey, sources say Jonathan Kuminga's being traded to the Sacramento Kings. If it happened that quick, I don't know what the reaction would be. As we got into the conversations, the process, so to speak, I started to think, well, if this, you know, you make this move, if it works out, now all of a sudden, now maybe you have a couple of building blocks for the years ahead. And, you know, whatever you get from him this year, terrific. It's great. But if you were ultra negative on this team moving forward, maybe you have a reason to be a little bit more positive about what this might look like. But there's not another situation like that out there. A player in that contract predicament, a young player, a player that you would have a lot of, I hate using the term, contract control over, like that doesn't really exist. So I don't know that a tweet or a free agency signing or anything exists that would have made Kings fans happy this morning. Mm-hmm. Or Kings fans who weren't unhappy. For Kings fans who were unhappy this morning, I don't think there was anything that would have made them happy.
Yeah, I agree.
You would have felt the same way.
I agree with you 100%. We talked about it months ago. Like, people just don't like this team. They don't like this roster. And they don't like the franchise right now. Even Kings fans, they do not like this franchise. Mm-hmm. Then people have their reasons. I'm not even mm-hmm. telling them they're right or wrong.
Probably not.
But I do wish that, like, the people that are acting like they're just so goddamn smart about everything would be real with themselves and say, it doesn't matter what they do. I just don't like them. Like, just say that instead mm-hmm. of acting like you're so smart, you would have done, and this is what you should. No, just say, you know what? Until further notice, I don't like them. And I can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I can absolutely understand that. But just be real with you. Like you said, it don't matter about Russell Westbrook. You don't not like this team because they signed Russell Westbrook. You just already didn't like the team.
You didn't like them at 8 o'clock this morning.
That's it.
Yeah, so what happened at 9 o'clock or whatever time the tweet went out?
That's it. There is nothing realistically they could do to make you think any differently about this team this year.
And as someone, you know, as like, you know, we're talking to the people who watch this show and have been here all day with the insiders with us, they're the most invested into this, you know, mm-hmm. franchise. Of course, you know, there's season ticket holders watching, all of that. Like, I just... That sucks. The fact that you can't love the team sucks. Mm-hmm. I mean, you go back to, and let's make no mistake about it, I text Jill Adge this earlier. I never said it on the radio before. I don't know that this franchise will ever be what we consider a good franchise.
It will.
For longer than a year yeah. or two? Like, I mean, over the course of 40 years, there's one instance to point to.
I understand why you say that, but they will.
And I hope you're right. Yeah. Like, I hope you're right. But I go back to, and maybe this is the curse of the 2000s. Walt Williams, Wayman Tisdale, Lionel Simmons, they weren't good, but they were loved. Every single one of those guys were loved. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter. That arena was sold out because they loved those guys. It is not that anymore. We'll come back. James probably covered Wayman Tisdale. We'll ask him about it when D'Lo and Casey return here with James Hamm. With the insiders is Kyle Mattson, still with us on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
D'Lo. To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.